got a very special guest in the studio with me that we'll visit with in just a minute or two. But first, let's get to our top story.
The big lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
And that's because, as you heard in Ursula's newscast, what is happening up in rural communities of East King County, up Highway 2, to really good people who have been snowed in for a week. I'm talking about the people of Bering and Skykomish. And no other communities, Gold Bar and Salton, have been hit really hard, and lots of others there too. And the fact that our state and our county has done nothing to help those people is as shameful can be. And I talk about this all the time, that when you elect people for the wrong reasons, at some point we rely on government, sometimes for our life. And I've often said, can you imagine when Dow Constantine's out drinking with his security detail on his nightly basis or near nightly, according to my sources? Can you imagine if some disaster hit King County, if he's half in the bag? Jay Inslee is on Twitter last night. Meanwhile, up in these mountain communities, there are an awful lot of wonderful people who have been snowed in for over a week. No power. A lot of them lost water 4 days ago. And our state has done nothing. In an absolutely shameful press conference earlier today, right before I went on the air, Jay Inslee was asked, why aren't you helping these people?
Well, those people are asking why the state didn't do more and why the National Guard wasn't called in.
Well, we did what we were requested by the community of Skykomish, and we focused on what the Skykomish community, through their mayor, told us.
Okay, did you talk to the mayor of Bering, of Grotto, some of these areas where they haven't had power, where the people have been snowed in, where they don't have fuel for their generators, where new families need baby formula? Have you talked to all of them, Jay? And he said, well, we had the DOT clearing the highway. And again, I'll repeat what I said a couple of hours ago. God bless our DOT road crews, the power companies that are restoring power up there. Those are government workers who earn every penny they get, and they do great, great work. I'm not talking about the people with boots on the ground. I am talking about leadership. I'm talking about Jay Inslee. I'm talking about Dow Constantine. Inslee was asked, why didn't you reach out to the mayor and just say, look, we can help you guys?
So couldn't you have encouraged the mayor to say, look, you've got private citizens who are organizing convoys with their own danger in effect, and the National Guard is more than able to have their big units bring those in?
Well, we were pleased. I'm sorry?
Couldn't you have encouraged him to accept your help with the state?
No, I'm not going to tell the mayor of Skykomish how to run his town.
You're not going to tell the mayor of Skykomish how to run his town. That's interesting, because 2 days ago, Jay Inslee delivered his State of the State address, and he said this about Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, and the people who are sleeping in the cold here.
Our goal over the next 2 years is to find safe, warm shelter for half the Washingtonians now living under freeways and bridges, in sleeping bags, and in cardboard boxes.
So Jay Inslee has no problem telling the mayor of Seattle and Everett and Tacoma how to deal with people who are sleeping in sleeping bags and cardboard boxes, but he's not going to tell the mayor of Skykomish what to do about people who are freezing with no generators, no fuel, no baby formula. This is unbelievable. I mean, the way that he has completely... So what was Jay Inslee doing last night? He was on Twitter. Remember when Jay Inslee was always criticizing Trump? Oh, I wish he'd get off of Twitter. Jay Inslee last night was tweeting about climate change while people were freezing in the Cascade foothills. I talked a couple of hours ago with Gary Vyer, who had to organize a convoy of private citizens just to get fuel and food to these people. First of all, just give me and my listeners a sense of the conditions when things started to get so stormy there.
Right. Well, snowpack has come in at an extensive rate and very quickly. And as we all know, this was very heavy snow. It was not your normal light powder. It all started by tons of people being stranded on the mountain, not able to get off. You know, that turned into a whole thing. And then the whole highway ended up getting shut down. And then the cities of Skokomish, Grotto, and Bering have been without electricity now for 7 days. They've been without water for 4 days.
Wow.
And nothing was going on, going up or down the mountain. That means no access to fuel, no access to power, no access to food, no access to medicine, absolutely nothing.
And while all that's going on, Jay Inslee's on Twitter tweeting about climate change.
Should government have stepped in at some point if it is?
Absolutely.
I mean, why didn't they?
That is still yet to be determined. We have no answer for that. We haven't really been given a full explanation other than they are monitoring the situation. But 7 days of monitoring, people are going without. They don't have heat. They don't have formula for their babies. They don't have fuel to run their generators. They don't have anything. And they're just sitting up there.
And I know exactly why Jay Inslee and Dow Constein are not helping.
I have to believe that if this was some other part of the state where there are more people who vote for Jay Inslee and Dow Constein, I have no doubt that you would have gotten help a lot quicker.
I think that is a very fair point that's being made.
It is, and that's the truth of it. That if this was Bainbridge Island, Jay Inslee and Dow Constein, if trees were down and blocking all the roads and all the power was out, you think they would have let them sit in the cold without any food for 7 days? Of course not, because Bainbridge Island votes blue. But out in the rural King County, Bering, Grotto, Skokomish, the salt of the earth, rural people, they may not be as blue as Jay and Dow would like. And so they abandoned them. And it's shameful. And that's your government at work. Your vote matters. Up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Jeez, I'm sorry you had to see me so ticked off here, Vinny. Look who the cat dragged in. I'm sitting home last night, and I'm seeing these. You're on. Your mic's on. You're good. I'm seeing this wonderful, sad, heartbreaking post from you. New York Vinny is in the studio with me.
Hello, Dory. How
my
are
old
you?
Friend.
My
how
bud.
Are you? How
I
you
was
doing,
looking
man?
At a picture of you just the other day of you and I sitting out at Safeco Field doing a show,
yep.
The afternoon show when the Mariners were actually in the playoffs. Yes, kids.
Wow.
They were once in the playoffs. Dory and I were probably about 50 lighter, me 45, him 5. a little darker.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little. But,
just a hair.
And I was thinking about you, and here I am on the big show.
Well, look, I read this post, and it's heartbreaking. It is representative of so much that ills us. But before I get to your post,
right?
Because I saw something a few months ago that you were coming to, I sent you a little thing on Twitter, and we exchanged messages that you were coming back to Seattle.
Right.
And what brings you back to what was your great radio home?
I missed it here so much. I really did. I mean, I wanted to come back here because I have friends here. I'm doing a show on another station right now that involves cars. We talk about cars. It's called Drive Time. And
okay.
We, you know, it's sports, but we talk about cars instead of athletes because the cars tend to not get that much money every year.
Right. That's right.
And they don't talk back to you when you're interviewing them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm hoping to come back and make a few things happen. I missed it here immensely.
Sure.
The whole time I was gone. Pittsburgh was a nice city, a great city. I met some really nice people there. It's surprisingly like Seattle in many, many, many ways,
mm-hmm.
more than probably either city would like to admit. But this is home. This is you know, I had my best years of my life here.
Sure.
And I wanted to be closer to you because you're governor, I know I'm going to be Secretary of Transportation. I'm coming back for, or maybe vice governor.
No, but I'm governor. You can do noon to three on Cairo. How about that?
Yeah. I'll do noon to three. I'll do 3 to 7. I'll do whatever they got right
okay,
now.
Okay, let me get to your post here. Let me get to your post here. So, and it's quite long. I'm going to just kind of abbreviate it here. But you said, thieves broke into my car the other day while I was watching the Seahawks playoff game. I was parked in Ballard, a good neighborhood, on a busy street, in daylight. At first glance, it looked like they just smashed and ran, but when I went to grab my bag with my meds in it, I realized it was gone, and so was a piece of me. How come a bag meant so much to you, Vinny?
Well, Dory, you travel, you know, you have that bag of yours, that sundry bag.
Yeah.
And your razor is in there that you've had for years.
Yes.
Your shaving lotion. But stuff.
When was the last time you used shaving lotion?
I dab a little under there every day.
Okay, all right.
Me?
Okay. A little under the arms.
Yeah, a little under the arms to keep. You know, I learned that from Sipowicz on NYPD Blue. it's stuff that. You know, women have purses. We have these sundry bags.
Yeah.
This bag had been with me. I got it in 1994, so it had been to the Mariners playoffs. It had been all everywhere I've gone and I've traveled the last 30 years, that bag went with me.
Yeah.
And it was just – and I didn't think about it right away, but I started to think about how much I missed, how personal that one piece – of bag of leather was to me. Because
a material object. I mean, and I'll give you my analogy in a couple minutes, but you talked about your daughter was going through a tough divorce and you had to go down and visit her.
Going through a divorce.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, it was me. And I was going down to visit her. Of course, her mother and her had gone back to the Bay Area. So I was on, they knew me on Alaska Airlines on Friday night and on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because you take the bag, you stuff it in, you stick, you know. And,
yeah. But it's a material object that you're just connected to.
Right.
Okay. I have one of those. I told the story many years ago. When I was 10 years old, my mom couldn't afford a baseball glove for me for Little League. My first coach, Gene Caruso, you'd like a good Caruso name, I would imagine.
My first coach was Phil Favicchio.
Okay.
You never forget him.
There's something about you Italians coaching baseball. Yeah. So Gene Caruso takes me down to Olympic Sports Center in Ballard, buys me a Bobby Bonds autographed glove. It was the first nice sporting equipment I'd ever owned because we didn't have any money. Vinny, I loved that baseball glove. I learned to restring it. I got the kit so I could relace it. I got the tool, and I must have relaced it 15 times, and I used that glove all the way through my 30s and into my 40s. I played thousands of baseball and softball games with it. And one day I left it at a softball field in Issaquah. I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
I was heartbroken. I mean, like you said with your bat, it was a piece of leather. But no, it was so much more than that.
Because it had been with me so many places. It had been with me for so many experiences. I took it to Cuba. I took it to Alaska. I took it so many different places. And not just to, you know, if you lose it, it's one thing, but to have it taken from you like that.
Yeah.
You know, the meds you can replace, the shaving cream you can replace, although I'm not using it that much these days. That stuff, but the sentiment that there's not another bag like that, because that bag saw me go through many different times in my life.
And let me just read one more thing from your post. At my lowest in life, when I thought if I could just get up and shave and go out, something would make me smile, I reached into the bag and pulled out my razor. A shave can make you see life differently. That life for me is generally a ball of confusion. I often don't remember where I put things, but I always seem to know where my bag was. And it's, And so when you have people, and I mean, since you left, Vinny, how long ago did you leave?
It'll be Pittsburgh? Exactly 10 years next week.
I mean, it's unbelievable in these 10 years, Vinny. And, you know, you even noted in your post, you said, the cops don't come out to property crime anymore. You have to go to them. But I want to let somebody know what was stolen from me Sunday afternoon on, as Cairo talk show host Dory Monson calls them, the mean streets of Ballard. It wasn't just a bag with meds. It was something that cannot be replaced either in a luggage store or in my soul. And that's what's so sad about what's happened in the 10 years since you were here, Vinny, is the heroin addicts who are doing the majority of the home break-ins and the car smash and grabs, they don't think about any of that stuff.
No.
I mean, it's just it has become so empty and soulless and acceptable. I mean, like you said, police don't even respond to this anymore. And it's very sad. I was just really sad, and I was touched. And also gave me an excuse to reach out to you and get you in here.
Well, and Dory, you really hit something on the head there. It's It's soulless. The city and many cities, not just here, used to have a soul. This is not just here. This is everywhere where this is going on, where we now accept the things in life that 10 years ago or 15 years ago we wouldn't accept anymore. We wouldn't accept that the cops wouldn't come out to take a report. Because at least if you reported it to the cops, you felt like, okay, I told somebody.
I
had 5 minutes with a cop, and I told them, and I feel a little better. They'll never find it, but who knows?
Right.
Maybe they will.
Yeah.
And instead, you get nothing now. And we got to change that. We got to figure out a way, Monson for governor, to change that, to make people feel like they're worth something, that their possessions are worth something again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know how please, you tell me, Dory. You're running for governor.
you are going to be my campaign guy. And one thing you said, how many Bruce Springsteen concerts? 25 Bruce Springsteen
at least.
Concerts?
Well, I've been to since I left here because, you know, he plays all over the place.
Yeah.
And I know you're a Bruce guy. I mean, you like Bruce, right?
Yeah, I love Bruce. Yeah.
He plays every year, two times a year, at a little Soldiers and Sailors Auditorium. Seats 4,000 people.
Wow.
With a guy named Joe Grushecki, who's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I actually, in the first year I was there, I was at the stage. He was playing Wipeout, and you'll love this because I know you've done this. I was on the stage with my hands going... used to play Wipeout while Bruce is standing over me playing it on the guitar. Now, he's obviously not playing it to me. He's playing it to the drummer. But for that one moment, you're playing Wipeout with Bruce Springsteen.
That's not too bad.
A good human being, Bruce Springsteen.
Did you hear about his kid?
Of course.
Just talked about his kid last hour.
Kid's got anything he wants to do in the world in front of him, and he decides he's going to run into burning buildings.
Yeah.
Was that kid raised right or what?
Jersey City firefighter.
Was that kid raised right?
Isn't that incredible? That's incredible. New York Vinny is here with us. My one beef with you, I think I've mentioned this to you before. Mariners playoffs 1995.
Yeah.
You and I in New York City.
Yep.
You took me down to Little Italy.
Yeah. I owe you.
And I got a beautiful pasta dish and a Diet Coke. And just as I'm opening the Diet Coke, you said, "You're not going to drink that out of the can, are you?" I go, "Why not?" Because, you know, the rats have been running all over that. They got that sitting up in the rafters, and the rats have been running all over that. You ruined my one trip to Little Italy with New York Vinny because I imagined rat droppings.
You look at it and take you out for lobster, pal. You ever look at a lobster just lying there?
Stop. Good to see you again, man.
It's good to see you too, Dory. Dory for governor.
New York Vinny for lieutenant governor or something. All right. We'll put a post up, link it up to what Vinny wrote. And we got Ursula checking the news and then our favorite soundbites of the day, awesome audio coming up next.